people might think that my Munster hat is too Munster. Got to get into a position where we're rewarding form as opposed to credit in the bank.
The Red 78 with Alan Quinlan and Niamh Briggs. Subscribe to the Rugby Channel on the OTB Sports app and turn on your notifications now.
Stephen Gerrard, you said to us a couple of weeks ago, it would not be a good career move for him to go to Newcastle United. Are you looking at this differently if it's Aston Villa?
You quote me again.
Absolutely. Paraphrasing.
That means quote me inaccurately. Is that what a paraphrasing means?
It's just summing up what you said. not droning on like you, but
summarizing
giving your point.
What I said incorrectly. You know, I think the... there was indicators this morning, I think, people surrounding Stephen Gerrard suggested he would be interested in speaking. Am I correct in saying that? Or did I just dream that last night? I'm only up about an hour, to be honest. But
no, it would be quite a boring dream, so let's take that as fact.
Yeah, so if that is... I can understand it, and I can understand, obviously, with a chase in Gerrard. Like I said, I've probably said it here in terms of the job that he's done up there. Really impressed how well he's done up there, how quickly he's turned kind of that club around Rangers. I think it's been really impressive. And for me, always the, not even so much the elephant in the room with Gerrard, and it must be the case with our Liverpool supporters, is the potential for him to arrive back at some point to Anfield. There must be an ambition there from Gerrard to do that. I'm sure for the majority of Liverpool supporters, unless I've got this wrong, lads, there's a desire for them to see him back there. And once that's in place, in terms of that kind of burning, yearning and desire amongst the supporters, invariably the kind of owners and the people in power at the club generally fall in line with that at some point. It's in their best interest to do that. So I think it's about the stars coming into alignment. So the conversation's always with Gerrard for me. You always have to reference Liverpool. It's amazing, isn't it? We're talking Liverpool and Gerrard and Aston Villa, but invariably I can't stop talking about Liverpool in terms of career path.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at, Jeff?
Bad idea. Bad idea for Villa. Bad idea for Liverpool.
Oh, Villa man. Exactly. I was wondering why he was getting so stressed. I could tell.
This is like...
He was getting all fidgety. He was getting all fidgety there.
Let's be a training ground for another team in the Premier League. What? No. Let's find our own manager and our own identity and somebody who wants to come and stay for a long time with the club and build something. What you're doing, if you get Steven Gerrard, there's two scenarios. One, he bombs out and fails and you've been the experimental ground for Liverpool and it's like, they're great. Two, he's really good and he stays two seasons and then leaves because he wants the Liverpool job. It's like, lads, what are you doing?
Two seasons is a long time in football.
I think you take that at the moment. You take two successful seasons at the moment, Jerry, wouldn't you? Direction
that's the point? Then you're baking yourselves in as nothing.
Who are you beating the drum for here, Neil Warnock? Is it you want more?
I'm beating the drum for them to go off and find somebody who can come and build a culture and use all the money they have because they've got a decent amount of money.
So any manager who's got any type of ambition to manage at the very highest level, you want to dismiss them straight away. Basically, that's what you're saying. Any young manager's got an ambition to manage at the highest level, forget about it. We don't want ambitious young managers at Aston Villa Football Club. Let that be known.
We don't want them coming in and going, I like you, but I like this one over here much better.
That's what I'm saying.
That's my long-term relationship goal here.
That's what I'm saying. That's not what he's saying.
You're just a casual Friday night out. That's all this is.
You can't win, can you?
You need to kind of know your place here a little bit, Ger, I think, with Aston Villa. I mean, if you want...
Exactly, Owen. Let's bake in the hierarchy. Let's have that post-colonial inferiority complex. Let's do that. We're just us. Thanks, sir. Jesus, you might come and write us for a couple of years and then you'll go off and write somebody else.
A couple of years is a long time to be written.
Well, if you look
that's
at the...
Not bad.
Yeah, but if you... It's interesting because... I take the point of what you're saying because for me, it's the same. But I think almost from Aston Villa's point of view, you've almost got to turn that into a positive. You've got a player coming down who he'll never admit it publicly, but whose clear ambition is one day to manage Liverpool Football Club. How's he going to do that, Ger? He's not going to do that by coming to Aston Villa and doing a bog standard job at Aston Villa. The only reason he's going to bounce from Aston Villa to Liverpool, in my opinion, is to be a big success at Aston Villa. And that's by taking Aston Villa where they are at the moment, pushing them in not only to the top half of the table, but towards those European places, towards that top 6-8. That's the only chance for me. If he makes the move to Manchester, to Aston Villa, that he's got a bounce into Liverpool after that. So that's the good thing. So that's his motivation going there, his ambition. He's going to be fully focused on Aston Villa and do the best for Aston Villa Football Club for that reason. Now, you may not like that. Oh, is he really doing for Aston Villa? Is it all about himself? Of course it's all about himself. It's always about yourself as a player or as a manager. That's just a fact. That's human nature. But the fact is, if he's successful there at Aston Villa Football Club, if he turns that club around to an extent and gets ahead in the right direction, and if his motives are for what we're saying in terms of potential that move down the road, Aston Villa are going to reap the rewards. Now, for me personally, I would still argue, if he wants to make that big step to Liverpool, I don't think Aston Villa is the way to do it. I still feel as if he sits tight at Rangers Football Club, say for the next kind of 2 years, two and a half years, Ger, and he maintains the level of success that he's had up there, back-to-back league titles, cup wins, whatever, and has some degree of success in European competition, which, to be fair, he isn't going to have at Aston Villa. He's not going to come out of Aston Villa in 2.5 years' time with the Liverpool hierarchy looking at him saying, well, that Champions League run he had at Aston Villa last year, well, that's made our mind up. We're going to have him. It's not going to happen, Jared, is it? But it could happen at Rangers. It might be a case of, well, getting through that Europa stage, getting to the quarterfinals of the Europa, like that's amazing. That proves as if that he's capable, his tactical understanding, what's required in European competition. He's proven that at Rangers. He's proven he can win league titles at Rangers. For me, that's still a stronger argument from bouncing to Liverpool from Rangers than it is at Aston Villa. Because you know how difficult that is. I'm talking about Aston Villa top six, top eight. That's not easy, Jared, is it? In two and a half years, even with money behind them, in terms of the quality of opposition there at the moment. You look at the top six, seven, eight teams in the Premiership and the backing they have at the moment. Forget about the top four, Jared. The likes of kind of Leicester City,
West Ham,
Arsenal look as if they're in a better place now. Spurs are going to trouble. West Ham, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's not easy, Jared. Like,
even get to the top
of that little mini group.
Top half is a good finish almost for Arsenal.
Yeah, exactly. Like, now you telling me, you know, Liverpool are going to be looking at Gerrard 2 years. Well, do you know what? 11th place, 12th place, Aston Villa in the Premier League. That's, you know what the money men are like. You know what I mean? Looking at all the stats, all the tick box, and that's not great. And we're taking a mid-table manager here. Don't see the bigger picture. But I think it'd be more impressed with a man who's put back-to-back maybe three league titles in 4 years at Rangers, won a couple of competitions and gone deep into Europe in one or two occasions. I think that'll appeal to them more, wouldn't it? I think they'll be kind of starstruck by that a little bit rather than in terms of that kind of relative success which he's enjoying at Aston Villa. So that's a lot of talking there for me. But basically what I'm saying is, from his point of view, I can understand it. Villa are a great club, Jerry. He's coming back into the Premiership. He's a real competitor, Gerard, isn't he? The opportunity to come back and compete against those teams that we've spoken about. Big hike in terms of wages, money. Oh, he doesn't need money. He's got a load of money. Money's money. We know that. Money will be a factor. He'll have money to spend. He'll back the most exciting, you know, most talked about league in the world. All of that.
The Liverpool fans twice a year will get to give him a massive standing ovation. He'll get to. I think that's important. He doesn't get that from anybody in Scotland, you know.
Yeah, but that's all part of it. So I can understand. Yeah. I can understand that. You know, pushing aside the Liverpool. For me, I can't get away from that. That Liverpool thing is always there, isn't it? It's always lingering in the background. And I don't think, if you're looking at it purely from that point of view, from Gerrard's point of view, how do I plot my way back to Liverpool Football Club in the next 3 to 5 years? Is anybody thinking Klopp's going to be there in 5 years? No. Oh?
Well, not a chance, no.
Yeah?
No, I think that... I think 3 years.
2-3 years, maybe?
Yeah.
Fair? Reasonable?
Yeah.
No,
Don't overthink it, Jer.
He might turn into Ferguson. If I was him, it's the best job of all time. I would just be the new Ferguson. Like, you know, he's always going to... It's always going to be a team that's capable of being competitive, and his energy isn't about, you know, I think he could sustain it if he wanted to, but I'm not sure.
I think 3 years.
I think on balance, no.
Yeah.
You're right.
So I'm thinking, so for me, so a body of work for me, that body of work where he's in the process in up at Rangers Football Club, for me that would be sufficient. As long as there was that real, that desire was still there amongst Liverpool supporters, and also to a certain extent at the board, yeah, we would like, and they're looking for an excuse to bring him in. You know, they don't want to be ridiculed by bringing Steven Gerrard in, and all people immediately, this is a joke. Oh, what are you bringing this kid in for? He's done nothing in. So they're obviously looking for reasons, and the reasons for me are those league championships up in Scotland, cup competitions, have an impact in Europe. I think that's going to be sufficient, even in 2-3 years' time, to get him a real shot at the Liverpool job. I think he's taking a risk in terms of this job. That's no disrespect to Aston Villa. I think he's taking a calculated risk. It might come off. He might surprise us all. He might do a Leicester there, propel them up to the top four, do a kind of Brendan Rodgers to an extent. But Aston Villa, in terms of personnel, aren't in the same position that Leicester were in terms of quality of individual players when Rodgers came into the club. So I think it's fascinating, and I'd love to see him come down. I've got to be honest with you. I'd like to see him take the job and just see how he does. Watch him up close, Jer. See really how good a manager that he is.
It's going to be interesting to see how that one plays out. So you would suggest that he stays at Rangers for himself? For
I was trying to convince a Man United supporter last night. Sorry, Alan jumped in. I was trying to convince Spin the Line last night that Manchester United were seriously looking at Gerrard.
What was the response there?
I wouldn't let it go, to be honest. I was trying to keep a straight face. I was trying to. And the kid was only about 9-10 years of age, to be honest with you, so I didn't want to labour too much. But I didn't want to devastate him too much, but I thought I'd sling that one out there anyway. I thought I'd start the rumour mill on that one.
We were having a conversation yesterday with Phil Kenny about Chelsea and about the title contenders in general. I think Ger and Phil were maybe on the same page here, that Chelsea's title credentials maybe were a little bit overemphasised at the start of the season, and now we're starting to see a little bit of a chipping away at this air of invincibility, and that if any team is going to go on a big run this season, it's going to be Manchester City. What have you made of Chelsea's recent stutter?
Yeah, I think Jenny, that's all it's been. Yeah, no, I wouldn't agree with that. From Jer. I understand it's an extended term, that little bit of a drop off. But I just think, Gerard, in terms, you look at who's out at the where they are, and actually who's out and who can actually come back into the team, they can get even stronger. Lukaku comes back into that team, they're stronger straight away. Now he hasn't scored for a couple of games prior to his injury, but they're more a potent threat. They got more goals than when he plays. Pulisic is another player for me. I think at the start of the season, Gerard, if you'd have said to me their two most important attacking players when Lukaku came into the club, it would have been Pulisic and Lukaku. I know Mason Mount had a great end to the season, don't get me wrong, but it would have been Pulisic and Lukaku in terms of a title challenge. These two lads are going to be absolutely pivotal. I think people forget how good a player that Pulisic actually is. He literally just hasn't been available so far this season. So those two players coming back into the team, Jay, and getting some significant game time and staying injury free, for me that elevates Chelsea even more so. So that's the scary thing, and that's why for me they've always been tight challengers. I wouldn't have them up there at the start of the season. This team's untouchable. You can't pull them apart. You know the reservations I have in terms of Chelsea, slightly that kind of central midfield area, kind of defensive frailties for me that I see in terms of Jorginho when Kante isn't there alongside him. I think it's a very slight soft centre to the team, but you can't get too fixated on that in terms of the quality which is around it, the defensive organisation, the amount of clean sheets which they're keeping, and I just think there's more to come from this Chelsea team, and that's a good thing to say, you know, kind of 3 months into the season, sitting at the top of the league, or kind of 3-point league.
Yeah, look, I'm not exactly arguing from a position of strength here, and just to go back to an earlier team, I was paraphrased clearly there, Kenny. They're just, you know, whether or not it
really
was, whether or not there was.
I hear your pain. I hear your pain, Jer.
Listen,
I hear your pain.
No, I don't do quoting. I just throw people under the bus.
My point is that there was definitely people were like writing in pen Chelsea winners of the league, and actually there's a flakiness in the team. There's an injury profile of Pulisic in particular and some of those other forward players that doesn't guarantee they're going to be consistent over the course of the year, and it's not just because they won last season's Champions League completely different competition, it doesn't automatically mean that they're going to be consistent over the course of the league. They're definitely going to be one of the genuine title contenders who last till the end of the season. I would still make City favourites because I think that the talent pool in City is significantly better at still than the one at Chelsea, and they're further down the line. That's not to say Chelsea won't become a dominant team in two or three seasons, but I don't feel like they're there yet. And yeah, he's only had, what, one transfer window properly to kind of get the players in that he wants. Again, the Lukaku thing, like, obviously he had a brilliant time at Inter, but his time in the Premier League has been grand. And also kind of you have to play a certain style of play with Lukaku, and that kind of becomes the focal point of the team. So I just think there's more question marks than everybody saying, okay, Chelsea, champions, that's it, let's go.